This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And Julia show for you Thursday here on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. Lori and Julia are off doing fabulous things today. So Holly Roberts, and I gotta say it this way, Brittany Arneson.
Nailed it.
Are filling in this afternoon. Also want to mention that before the show is over, we do have another pair of tickets to give away for you to go see the Minnesota Wild take on the Columbus Blue Jackets next Tuesday evening. And we will let you know when to call in and claim that prize. Okay?
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie, Brittany Arneson.
I don't even know how to respond to that. And that's my new last name, and I have trouble even sometimes I forget how to spell it. So I'm still trying to hone in on that accent. Should I? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Oh, sure. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
It's very sing-songy.
Thank you.
It's Arneson.
Arneson, the son of Arne.
That is correct.
We're going to do something.
I like it.
I mean.
So Holly comes to me this morning and says, let's do something different.
Yeah.
And I went to my folder on my desk that's been sitting there for years with coffee stains all over it.
Yellow crinkled paper.
Oh, yeah.
Aged. Like a fine cheddar.
You can barely read the ink. The ink is faded. And she said, why don't we do a couple of fun little games we've never done before that I had written down years ago to perhaps incorporate into the Lori and Julia show, but that never happened. Now, the first one, and we even have a little intro here, which will describe the game for you. Play along at home. Here we go.
Wheel of
Knowledge.
Well, Rocco's so excited, isn't he?
Very. I love it.
It's called the Wheel of Knowledge. Now, there's no music, TV, or movie trivia here. This is just going to be general trivia. Ugh. And I think we'll do it, Holly, as you do with Colleen and Bradley. You have to say your name.
Yes.
And then
I'm so bad at this.
Get to give me the answer.
Because we don't have the budget for buzzers here in the studio.
Someday.
Wheel of Knowledge. Here we
Maybe.
Go.
Maybe.
Someday.
All right. Let me finish the question before you shout your name. Is that okay? Can we do that?
Well, then, okay.
Oh, come on.
I honestly, in my head, I keep going, don't say Holly. Right. Don't say Holly. Because I'm going to say Holly.
I know. All right, here we go. Here's your first one. On Wheel of Knowledge. What flightless bird went extinct in the 1660s and has a reputation for stupidity?
Brittany.
Yes, Brittany.
Dodo.
Yes. That's right.
Dodo
bird.
I'm like sitting so, Holly's so relaxed, and I am like edge of my seat. I've accomplished the one thing I want to accomplish. I got a point.
You got one right.
Holler.
All right, Wheel of Knowledge, let's continue. What is the capital city of Peru?
Holly.
Yes.
Lima.
Yes. Lima. Lima, the capital city of Peru. All right, score is tied 1-1. So exciting. Here we go. What is the largest bone in the human body?
Brittany.
Yes.
It is the humerus.
The humerus? No.
Holly.
Yes, Holly.
Femur.
Of yes. course femur. It is. Femur. Of course it is.
Humerus is your elbow bone.
I literally panicked.
One of the smaller yeah, bones yes. of the body.
That's cute.
And that's why it's called your funny bone. That's because funny, it's so I was thinking, humerus. Get it? Humor?
You guys
try to explain that.
Okay. I don't get jokes.
Now this one is that wasn't. That's actually why it's called that.
Right. I don't get it.
Okay, what do you mean you don't get it?
I get it. Oh, okay, go.
That was a joke, Donnie.
I missed the joke. All right, here we go. This is a harder one. What type of animal is a sugar glider?
Brittany, rodent.
Yes. No, more specific.
Marsupial.
More specific.
Guinea pig. I don't know how to be more specific.
Holly.
Yes.
Squirrel?
Nope.
Oh, rude.
Got to be the specific. Can't just say marsupial. It's got to be the specific type of marsupial.
A sugar glider.
It's ice.
No, it's also what type of animal? The actual name of the animal.
I don't know. I saw it as a sugar glider.
Yes, me too. Well,
that's not the official name of this animal.
A flying squirrel.
Flying squirrel is not correct, according to my sources.
A gliding squirrel.
No, would you stop with the squirrel?
Is there any squirrel in this animal?
There's no squirrel.
A parachute rat.
It is
rat,
a marsupial.
But what percent squirrel is it?
I'll give you a hint. It's a very ugly animal.
A bat?
No.
They're cute.
A bat is not a marsupial.
A rat?
No.
A mouse?
A kangaroo?
No.
A platypus?
No.
A humerus?
All right, let's move it. It's a possum.
Oh.
A possum.
Fun fact, possum. One of two marsupials in the U.S.
Okay.
The other?
Is a aardvark? Nope. It's a, I'll think of it.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Let's move on. No winner there. Here we go. Here's the next one on Wheel of Knowledge. Who was the Greek god of dreams?
Give us the first letter.
So neither of you have any clue.
No.
The Greek god of dreams.
Holly.
Yes.
John Stamos.
I should give you the point for that.
Yes, especially here.
No.
Here's the hint. Here's the hint. The first part of the name of the Greek god of dreams is a word that is used to describe when something turns into something else.
Metamorphosis.
Oh, close.
Meta.
Not meta. Not meta. No meta.
Morphous.
Morphina.
Morpheus.
Morpheus.
Morpheus. He was cheering me on so hard, but she got it. No, you
get that. Half a point. Half a point.
Okay.
All right, half a point.
You should
get. We get to share.
The Wheel of Knowledge. Entomology. Entomology is the branch of science that studies what?
Holly.
Yes. I just did give you that for saying your name.
Rude, Donnie, because it's bugs, right?
Insects, yes.
Good
insects.
Job. Oh, that's not, yeah.
Entomology. Not to be confused with etymology, which is the study of what?
Words.
Words. Very good.
I would never confuse those two.
Never.
Never.
Holly's got 4 points.
No, 3.5 because Brittany shared.
That's right,
three
shared. All right, last question on the Wheel of Knowledge. Which is the largest island in the Mediterranean Sea?
Brittany?
Yes.
Can we say Greece or that's not? That's insane.
No, not so, Greece.
Holly.
Yes.
Sicily?
Good job.
Mine was embarrassing.
That's a good answer.
That's a good answer.
I mean, there are Greek islands, yeah. But Greece itself is attached to
them. I know. And yeah. When I said it, I was like, even if we're counting some of the islands, they're tiny. I know. Yeah,
right. But they all make a big one.
Yes, thank you. Right.
So, Holly, you won at what? 4.5?
Hard to hate someone so positive and epic.
Really well.
It was tough, Donnie. Thanks.
Yeah, well, it was fun.
I told you it would be challenging.
For
the Wheel of Knowledge.
I loved it.
All right.
I learned a lot.
We could do it again.
Which was probably not the point.
No, it is the point.
Okay, good.
If you learn something, you can go home tonight and tell your husband.
I'll go quiz him.
What's your husband's name?
Justin.
Justin, did you know that Sicily is the largest island in the Mediterranean? He'll just look at you with a blank face and walk away.
He'll be like, you think you're smart because you learned one fact at work today? Grow up.
You gotta go.
Well, yeah, we gotta go. When we come back, more dusty things here on the Lori and Julie Show because Donnie's doing random thoughts.
Oh, great.
Did you miss Hollywood Speak? You can always find it on the podcast. Download or stream My Talk shows wherever you find your podcasts or at My Talk Keyword Podcast.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Donnie.
Yes, I'm here.
You're here?
I'm here to fill in on random thoughts.
Yes, it's Donnie's random thoughts. Oh, boy.
Finally. What's going on in that head of yours?
I came across this today, and I thought this was kind of cool. It's from over in the UK, and there's a guy there named Kevin Freshwater. That's actually his name. Mm. And he has this bit where he approaches strangers. This time he was in... the underground, or as we call it, the subway. He was in a subway station, and he does this thing where he goes up to them. He's got a microphone, sticks the he sings a bit of a song, sticks the microphone in their face, and says, "Finish the lyric."
Now, well, that's not annoying.
Yeah. Well, that's what he does.
And
he's got a lot of followers on Facebook and a lot of people watch his stuff. Now, most people just look at him blankly. They tell him to go away or they sing something completely different.
Kind of like Billy in the Streets.
Yeah, they have no idea what it is. Now, it didn't happen that way when Charlotte Aubrey came along, and I'll show you what he did. So he goes up to her, and he asked her to finish the lyrics. So this is what it sounded like.
Finish the lyrics. Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world?
Or do you need more?
Wow. Keep going.
So hardcore.
Wow, you're really good. Keep going.
I'm off the deep end. Watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground.
Wow.
Crest through the surface where they can't hurt us. We're far from the shallow now.
You're brilliant.
I'd say Charlotte is pretty brilliant.
She's amazing, she did screw up the lyrics. She didn't sing them in.
Come on, Brittany.
Rude.
Anyway, that has gotten
failed.
8 million views on Facebook.
Cool.
So congrats to Charlotte Aubrey for saving Kevin Freshwater and has finished the lyrics game.
Indeed.
All right. The next up, the age most people discover their favorite band. A company called TickPick conducted a survey, and they asked people when people first heard their all-time favorite band. The average age was, what do you guys think?
I think that it's probably 12.
Okay, Brittany?
I'm going to go also low and say you're driving, you're listening to your music, 16.
12 and a half.
Good job, Holly.
Yeah. 12 and a half
Good
is
job.
The average age when people latch on to their all-time favorite band. So, Holly, what is your all-time favorite band?
It's the Beatles.
Oh, the Beatles.
And
okay.
I was 12 when I got super into them because it's that age. It's like the theory on Saturday Night Live where you're old enough to be curious about what's going on in the outside world, but you're young enough to where you're shackled to your house and you can't actually do anything about anything. So, like, between the ages of 12 and 15, whatever cast was around during Saturday Night Live when you were those ages is probably the cast of Saturday Night Live you like the best.
Right.
So think about when you were 12 to 15 years old. Donnie, I know Texaco Star Theater doesn't count. I'm sorry.
Uncle Milty, there was nobody like him.
But
that's interesting you say that because for me, now, of course, I'm much older than you. But for me, I had the same thing with Saturday Night Live. For me, it's Jane Curtin and Jim Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, even Chevy Chase. That's my Saturday Night Live favorite cast.
Yeah. And I'm Adam Sandler, Chris Farley, hands down. Yeah. Like Lunch Lady Land is everything to me.
Sloppy Joe. Sloppy Joe.
Brittany, we didn't hear your favorite band.
I don't have one. But I was a big Tori Amos, huge when I was probably 12. Ooh. And I still to this day, if you play a song of hers, I'll be like, I got to go sit alone. Right. I love her.
When asked, for me, it's the Beatles, too, because I was 12. Anyway, when asked what influenced their musical tastes growing up, 66% said Friends influenced their taste. 59% said the radio. 52% said movies. 48% said their dad. 45% their mom. And then 33% said a sibling contributed. And that's certainly my case, because my brother was 6 years older. So he had a big influence on the kind of music that I was exposed to and then liked.
For sure.
There we go. I think that's all we got there. All right, moving along.
That was very interesting.
I never know whether she's being honest or being cynical.
I was being serious. It's just my voice sounds so negative
all
the time.
It does. You just have a sarcastic tinge to your voice.
It's the bangs.
America's favorite Girl Scout cookies. At that time of year, a new survey, of course, asked people about that. The big three are, what do you think?
Thin Mints, Samoas, and the chocolate-covered peanut butter.
What? Did you read this beforehand?
No, I'm not reading anywhere. I made eye contact in a creepy way with Holly.
That's right. That's amazing. Just locked in and we were having the mind meld where it was like, course, it's Thin Mint Samoa. And then those are the only ones I know.
And the chocolate covered, peanut butter.
The tagalongs.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Very good.
Thank you.
So those three cookies got half the votes, while the other eight cookies had to split the rest. And they didn't get many votes. The shortbread, 7%. Caramel chocolate chip, 6%. Do-si-dos, which are peanut butter sandwiches, 5%.
Yeah.
And the s'mores, 3%. Now, there are new cookies this year. Didn't do very well yet. The lemon ups, 3%. And the toffee-tastic, 1%.
So I was forced.
I've had the lemon ups. They're not bad.
I was forced to eat the lemon ups last time I was here on Tuesday.
Oh, you didn't so like unfortunate.
Them? No, they were terrible, but I ate a lot of them because they were the cookies that were sitting here. They just kind of existed. You know what I mean? It was like a cleaning product and a cookie combined.
That's what Girl Scout cookies are, though. They simply exist.
No, Samoas are slash caramel delights are everything.
So. And even if they taste like 409 and elbow grease,
they exist.
You're like, they exist.
Lemon I'm pledge.
Gonna, a lemon pledge. I am going to eat those. But you can't go wrong with Thin Mints.
Thin Mints are not great.
I don't like
no.
mint.
Oh, yeah. You guys don't like mint. We're
yeah. Me and people. Donnie are right. That's the only reason we'll always be friends.
Yes,
always.
That's right.
Is we anti-mint. But I'll tell you what. Anything they make up for it. Samoas are they're called caramel delights now. They're the coconut one circles. They are everything. Like I usually throughout this season, I will buy at least $50 worth of Samoas.
I feel like they keep getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
Like
they sure
cookie,
do.
The cookie
and
just
the amount
gets smaller.
I know
and smaller.
I
I'm
know.
Like, where is my dang cookie?
I know. And it's like they are, if anybody should wants to conquer the world, talk to the Girl Scouts because they have conquered marketing because of their scarcities of it. I go nuts. Anytime I see one, I'm like, we'll take another caramel delight box. Like, take my cash. Hey, here. I know we're at Cub Foods checking out. I think I've got $4 in change. I can get you the last dollar.
Right. just wait for
it. Samoas have actually been around a long, long time.
They're so good.
They go back way before, I think before the Girl Scouts started selling them, you could buy that cookie.
Oh.
Yeah, they had a different name. They were called, when I was a kid, they were Hawaiian something or other, but it's the same cookie.
Oh, they're so good.
Same cookie.
And
yum.
You just put those in your cereal. I know it sounds weird, but break them up and put them in your cereal. You're welcome.
What kind of cereal?
You? I'm a depressed person.
What? What are you putting in Captain Crunch? What are you talking about?
Anything. But you know what? I love Almond Joys so much, and they're very similar in taste to Almond Joys, and you can smash up an Almond Joy in your cereal. I've done it.
But like,
times.
What kind of cereal?
What kind of
any,
is that?
It's not a good one.
Well, because
you're putting candy and
I literally never buy this stuff. But when
cereal.
I do, I lose my mind, and I will eat it with every meal until it's gone.
Are you putting Almond Joy and Lucky Charms?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's move on. What is Holly? What is your favorite color?
Red.
Red. Let's see. Red. If that is red, is it's a positive color.
Mm.
So it makes you feel positive when you see red.
Great.
Okay. Brittany, your favorite color?
Green.
Green. Let's see if green is on the list here. Doesn't appear to be.
Okay. No, that makes sense.
Yeah,
I'm obsessed with green.
No
and
green.
That actually tracks.
Yeah.
What's the list?
I got a dark yellow, but I don't have any green.
Dark yellow.
Your favorite color is dark yellow?
Well, that's the closest to green. There's no green on the list.
Well, the list for what?
Your favorite color and what it inspires.
Oh, there's no green.
So for me, blue, and blue is strength.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, so. Mm-hmm. Green is left out.
Yeah,
I always feel left out.
Good.
Yeah,
I like it. I eat my cookies and my cereal and just sit in the dark.
Oh, what's your dental bill like?
It's expensive.
Yeah, putting the candy bar in the cereal.
when we come back from traffic, Donnie's going to give that to you.
Okay.
What's the deal with thongs?
Yeah.
Ugh, Brittany and I are going to talk about it.
All right, I guess I'm staying out of that conversation.
Are you, though?
It's, I don't know. It's very quiet on the system. That is always good news. We do have, on 100 northbound, we have a crash there. 394 in Glenwood in Golden Valley. So look out for a crash there. And that's it. That's all I got to tell you about. Weather is brought to you by Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Clear skies, 10 above tonight, 36 and sunny tomorrow, and it's going to be in the upper 30s to 40 over the weekend. Going to be a nice weekend coming up right now. Sun is out there. It is 13 at My Talk.
On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment.
Oh, because I keep digging myself down deeper. I won't stop till I get where you are. I keep running, I keep running.
For joining us this Thursday on the Lori and Julia show here on My Talk 107.1. We're streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Lori and Julia off being fabulous today. I'm Holly. I'm here with Brittany. Donnie is also here, and we're talking about Victoria's Secret.
What is it?
We're in trouble.
What is she keeping from us?
Well, she's not keeping many secrets anymore because Victoria's Secret has been sold. This afternoon, the news broke that its parent company, L Brands, has given up 55% of the company, including the pink label, for about $525 million. The buyer is a private equity company called Sycamore Partners. They own such brands as Staples, Aeropostale, Hot Topic, Torrid, Talbot's, Nine West. So they're a big company that owns a lot of different retail stores. Mm-hmm. Also in this deal, L Brands chairman and CEO Les Wexner is going to step down but remain on the board as chairman following a string of bad press about his ties with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, mm-hmm. and also allegedly fostering a toxic work culture that includes cases of sexual harassment. Not good things happening over at Victoria's Secret. So they are deciding.
So they're trying to rescue the brand by selling?
Well, I think they're cashing out because the brand has been on a nosedive for years.
Yeah,
you know, the relevancy of Victoria's Secret has been waning in the past couple of years, to say the least.
Which is weird because I think there's at least four still in the Mall of America.
You're right.
Four?
It seems like it.
It seems like every time you hit a corner, you're like, oh, there's another eight levels of Victoria's Secret, right there.
Good thing that I can buy some underwear as I've turned the corner because
there's always five bins where you can get five for 25 of different types of underwear. One, we talked about being that thong.
Oh, woof.
I'm out.
Bye, Donnie.
I mean, Donnie, you have to have opinions on it, right?
An opinion on thong underwear?
How does it feel?
I would never wear it.
Oh, okay. That's how I feel,
My
too.
My other question is, why would you guys even wear it?
I have no idea. That's the question I ask.
But neither of you have ever worn.
Of course I have. Yeah. I was in my 20s.
I have bought
everything from Victoria's Secret that they marketed. I bought the push-up bra that made me look like a football player. I bought the, matching pink with the same, pink on the butt.
Hot.
Sweatsuits. Yep. I've been marketed to they've gotten hundreds of dollars from me throughout my 20s thinking that you were supposed to have these things.
Right. Because Victoria's Secret, back in the day, did an excellent job of marketing their product as things that you needed to have.
Yes.
You needed thong underwear.
You need it.
Because you don't want those visible panty lines. But in fact, so you won't have visible panty lines, but you'll be having things in the crack.
You'll have, you might be heading to the pharmacy later because you got things that aren't breathing.
Yeah.
But, right. And that's why I just remember at one age, I kept one thong from and I think I still have a thong from a time where I was in case I need it.
Brittany's memorial thong of her 20s.
Pretty much.
Remember
what
the
do
time?
You mean in case you need it?
Well, I don't know. You still feel I still have a push-up bra or and not even push-up is an understatement. So padded everywhere. Oh. It was the miracle bra. What do they call it? The I don't know.
Miracle Bra.
Was it Miracle Bra?
I think so.
And it was
what
like
is the miracle.
Angel's secret miracle, whatever. And you make it literally, so I've got huge shoulders. And then you add this bra to it. It looks like I can't fit in most doorways. It was like a real problem. And I was like, what? This is cool.
You had to go in sideways.
I think I wore it like one time when I was working at a radio station, and like I felt so insanely out of place. I remember being like, I just need to take this off somewhere and like burn it.
Right. Well, and that's the thing where it's like all of this stuff at Victoria's Secret was marketed to us as this is the way that you need to dress in order to be successful and or get laid.
Yes.
Like this is a very specific idea of how you present yourself sexually, because it's like, well, God forbid that your underwear doesn't match your bra.
I lived my life thinking that. That like if I somehow like, and you know, of course you watch enough rom-coms that you're going to bump into like that guy and be like, if I'm not wearing matching underwear, what is he going to think?
Oh.
I know. That's like,
well, but here's the secret on that. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Like, nobody cares. I have met a few people in my life who, that's a thing for them.
Yeah, yeah. But and good for them.
But
and
people,
good for them.
But yeah. The sauerkraut's also a thing for people.
Yeah.
So, totally. Like, it's good for them. Congratulations. That's just your own personal taste. Yeah. But the fact that Victoria's Secret is selling out, they're giving up majority stake, definitely speaks to the fact that we have moved on as a culture from this very specific, very narrow idea of what it means to present your sexuality. And my theory on all of this is that as we learn more about the company of Victoria's Secret, there was a New York Times article maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago about just the nastiness that went on behind the scenes of Victoria's Secret, the way that their marketing officer, Ed Razek, treated women, harassed women, the way that Les Wexner had a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, reading between the lines and all of that and reading the tea leaves, says, oh, we've been subjected to like three guys' fetishes, ideas of what it means to be female and to be sexual. And it was torturous.
Yeah.
Thongs and football player boots. I mean, like linebacker boots.
And like glittery lace that always sat weird and was itchy. And then like rhinestones where it was like, why would you want rhinestones on your underwear? Like, I know. Thank you, Donnie. I needed that. Like, there were so many. And then things that you clip on the back of your bra straps to make them give you bigger cleavage and things like that. It was like, it's all terrible. And even just like, oh gosh. And like the things that are even pushed towards like the younger, they want to get you younger. When you're younger, you get the cheeky underwear and then this and that. And it's like, you groom your kids to want that certain look. And it's wonderful that there are so many other options now. Like, but at that time, when I was in my teen and 20s, that's where you went to get underwear.
Well, yeah, because it was like, you're an adult.
Yeah.
You've made it.
Yeah.
You're trying to carve a sexual identity for yourself. That is this very specific thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're right, Brittany, for Victoria's Secret, they get you when you're young. And that's the whole premise of the pink line.
I know.
Is that it's for high schoolers and it's cute because you have pink on your butt.
Yeah.
And you have the sparkly dog. I mean, who doesn't want a little sparkly dog on their sweatshirt?
Right?
It's cute. But
it's grooming.
It is grooming to a certain degree.
Yeah.
And this news of the sale of a majority stake of Victoria's Secret today, you know, it speaks to the fact that we definitely are moving on as a culture. And, you know, I implore people to read the New York Times expose on the behind the scenes of Victoria's Secret, because there was a lot of nasty behavior behind it. And we can't really summarize it here, but, you know, go out.
And wear whatever undergarments you feel necessary.
Well, that's right.
Or lack thereof.
Lack thereof.
Lack thereof.
Yeah. You could go free and easy.
You could.
Don't recommend it in February.
We need
in Minnesota. Yeah.
Okay.
But thank you, Donnie, for...
Well, I was just translating.
Is that what you were doing?
It was unnecessary, apparently.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Okay. When Holly says okay like that, she's dismissing me.
Shocking.
Let's take a...
Happens a lot.
Let's take a 180.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Let's talk about fried chicken.
Let's
talk about something. Now, I know that Julia, when Lori is gone from this program, she likes to talk about food because she always says that Lori never likes to talk about food.
Yeah.
Not really.
So we're going to talk about food a little bit. I have a feeling this might intrigue some people that KFC is bringing fried chicken and donuts, the combination that you never knew that you needed in your life. Donuts. So this is happening. Kentucky Fried Chicken and Donuts is being released starting Monday at participating restaurants nationwide. I don't know. I can't speak to whether or not there are any KFCs in the Twin Cities that are going to be participating in this. But even if it's not, why don't you just make this combo yourself?
I don't understand the appeal. Okay, I get that they are too
first
good.
First, you don't like mint.
Okay, I'm just asking.
I don't know.
Okay,
even
Holly,
I understand the
hear
appeal.
Hear me out.
Yes.
Hear me out. I understand that they are both good objects, but do they go together?
Have sure you tried?
Do. That's what I'm asking.
Because it's the sweet and the salty.
I'm just saying that, like, it's one of those things where I feel like one is a like, okay, I'm having this. It's like to double down on it. Is it really worth it together? Like cake and ice cream, yes. I will double down on it. But I want somebody to confirm that this is donuts and chicken, fried chicken, go well together.
I think they would go well together.
Yeah, totally. The concept of chicken and waffles, Brittany.
I know, but that's
a classic combination.
I know, but this isn't waffles.
But it's the same principle.
I guess. Oh, boy.
Who's on first?
I'm sorry for questioning how insane this combo is. Am I some alternate universe where, like, you guys are always eating fried chicken and donuts? I've never even seen you
guys.
I'm
not going to have one, but I'm sure it tastes good. A chicken filet between two warm glazed donuts.
That sounds insane.
Now, if you don't want that, you can get a basket with your choice of tenders or bone-in chicken with one or two donuts on the side.
Well, yeah, so you can take a bite of chicken, a bite of donut.
That sounds
a bite of chicken,
perfect.
A bite of donut.
I just
want to
confirm Holly saying that a chicken filet with two warm glazed donuts as the bun would make you happy.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Happy.
Totally.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
totally.
I just think it sounds disgusting.
You're no fun at all.
I'm Lori, I guess, today.
Well, enough of that.
Yeah, all right. We gotta
go to break. And when we come back, we're gonna keep the Lori and Julia Show tradition alive of Hollywood speaking. We gotta talk about a certain party that happened last night in Los Angeles, where everyone went sans makeup. Why? What? All right, we'll Hollywood speak that when we come back.
These people you hear talking everything entertainment are Lori and Julia with producer Donnie Love on My Talk 107.1.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood! Hollywood speaking!
What is the meaning of this?
All right, seventh caller, 651-641-1071. It's going to win a pair of tickets to something. That something is what, Donnie?
That is tickets to see the Minnesota Wild take on Columbus next Tuesday night. And that will be, of course, at XL Energy Center. And included in the package is that's the wrong thing.
Hey, just call us, get some stuff, why don't you? We got free stuff at a radio station.
Yeah, okay, just call me and I'll tell you what the extra things are in your package for the game next Tuesday night. Back to you.
Yeah, thank you, Donnie. Yeah. All right. So let's get to some Hollywood speak, Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
While Donnie gives away a prize, including a package. Let's talk about Gwyneth Paltrow's party that she had last night.
Yes.
For her wellness brand, Goop. No makeup allowed at this party. Gwyneth Paltrow highly recommended that all of her guests at the She party in Beverly Hills go sans makeup. The invite actually made it clear
that guests should not wear makeup. And most people followed through on that promise. Kate Hudson, Demi Moore, they're all seen not wearing makeup.
I mean, this is kind of, if you really are looking at this, it's a little bit kind of a bummer because if you try to compare, if you've seen their faces, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
So if you try to compare your face to their makeupless face, even if you compare your makeup face to their makeupless face, it's a little bleak. It gets a little depressing, which, you know, and that kind of goes into play with the money and having the money. The Botox helps and the this and the that. Like, where that idea of being, I'm makeup free and just glamorous. It's just another thing that, well, I'll never live up to. I mean, I'm often makeup free, but that's out of laziness. And that's not the kind of woman people looking at for advice.
Well, it's just like, okay, the Gwyneth Paltrow no makeup party.
Yeah.
Is going to be beautiful and wonderful.
Yes.
Our version of the no makeup party is like, look at my zits.
Yeah.
Well, hey,
it's like
my wrinkles.
It's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. Exactly. It's also, too, rough. The Hollywood speak on this is that going without makeup is the new power look.
I know.
In as much as that if you can be bold enough to go without makeup, at least in these A-list circles, or really, quite frankly, in a lot of aspects of life, if you have enough chutzpah to do that, then it speaks to the fact that you have a lot of money and a lot of time to invest on your skincare. You can go and get the best facials. Also, this was a gig promoting her new Goop Glow skin product. So obviously it was very clear that it was like, guys, all right, if you just drink our dust, you're going to just be glowing from the inside and you're going to be radiant and you are sharing your light and love and wisdom. And by the way, please buy our dust for $49.95. Please subscribe to it because it's just going to make you look radiant and wonderful. And it's like, oh, man, I'm just a crusty troll.
Oh, completely.
I am just a crusty troll. And it's, you know, and in a lot of areas of life, I would argue that wearing makeup is part of looking professional.
Absolutely.
It's just, it's part of the gig. It's part of what you do. Like if I rolled in here and I wasn't wearing makeup today, it'd be like, oh, rough night.
Yeah. I mean, well, you've set an expectation.
Right.
Of wearing makeup. And when everybody knows as a woman, if you set that expectation of I wear makeup to work, the moment you don't is when everyone talks. Like they're never going to say you look great. You look great. But they will say, are you tired? Are you sick?
You need a little tea. You need a little something. Well, yeah, this is all just a big power play. And it's meant to make us feel bad about ourselves so that we buy Gwyneth Paltrow's products.
And it's like the same idea of the easy breezy outfit, you know, the walking in and they're like, oh, I put no work into this. It's because looking like you worked on something is not cool.
Right. Or the no makeup makeup look.
Yeah.
Where people, that thing where people are like, love your natural look. It's like you don't put any effort into it at all, somebody says, and you're like, I'm wearing 15 products and this took me 30 minutes to do. It is a lie. The no makeup makeup look, you're wearing probably at least 10 products, 3 moisturizers and a serum.
You're wearing so many products.
So many products.
It's like my hair. I never know if I should make it look like I was trying with my hair or not. In the end, it always looks the same.
Oh, dear.
The lesson here, children, is never try.
Never try.
Never try. All right, let's Hollywood speak. Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost.
Yes.
According to Page Six, they're big Disney fanatics. Oh, according
like
to
Colin. Jason.
Well, Colin Jost's younger brother, Casey, says that Colin and Scarlett are huge Disney fans. Now, can you possibly Hollywood speak why on earth Scarlett Johansson and her fiancé would be huge Disney fans?
It's all about that money.
Yeah.
They can afford the admission.
Endorsement.
What? Britney sings the song of why we're hearing about Scarlett and Colin's love of Disney.
This is the most I read this.
Do they have an endorsement?
Absolutely they do.
Oh, Donnie.
Donnie. Grow up.
The previous statement was incredibly naive. There you go.
Page Six is reporting on this. This is all an endorsement. Yeah. And of course, the puppet strings are all pulled by the gloved man himself, Mickey. Like, exactly. There's no reason we are listening to this dribble of Johansson and Jost running around Disney World ever. That's not exciting.
Also, remember, Donnie,
what?
Mickey Mouse pays Scarlett Johansson's bills because she is part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, yeah, that's true that. Disney now.
Yeah, yeah, everything is Disney now.
We true. Are Disney yeah. right now.
Fortunately, we are not Disney. Thank you, Hubbard Broadcasting.
Black Widow,
yeah.
Scarlett's new Disney movie,
yeah.
comes out May 1st. Oh, so, of course, okay. it's like, well,
okay,
imagine
I get
that.
It, I get it.
Girl probably yeah. gets free Disney trips for life.
Yeah.
Oh.
Gets to the front of the line.
Yeah. Heck, can you even really imagine these two people going on the rides all day? Like, they have so much stuff going on. Colin Bean on Saturday Night Live, they always talk about Saturday Night Live being the most grueling schedule ever. But they somehow, zippity-doo-dah, get to, like, head down to Disney World 5 times a week to go on rides? No, this is not real.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Right.
That's it, Donnie?
Yeah. I mean, how could they even walk around Disney World?
I know.
You put on a sweatshirt and a baseball hat.
Oh, that'll disguise.
And you put on your Groucho Marx glasses yes, with right. the nose and the mustache.
Sit in Fool page 6.
Yeah. That's right.
We know who you are.
In their exclusive story, page 6. Let's talk about Paris Hilton. Now, Brittany
yes.
and Donnie, I don't know if you guys watched this a couple of weeks ago, but on Paris Hilton's YouTube channel, she started a cooking show.
That's hot.
Yeah,
that's
I have hot. Heard about her cooking channel on YouTube.
Yes. And Paris Hilton, for her first ever episode of her cooking show on YouTube, made her world famous lasagna recipe.
World famous.
Oh. Well, I mean, she said it was famous.
Oh.
It was interesting. I'm curious that Paris Hilton, she was handling her dog and then she didn't wash her hands. But that's a different story. So Paris Hilton talking about her cooking show, she said, I have fun with it. What she said here about her performance in this cooking show, she said, I was kind of using the Simple Life vibes as I was cooking. That she wanted to make it entertaining for fans. The Simple Life being her reality television show from the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. What does this say to you?
She's trying to get another season started.
Oh, maybe. Another show of some kind.
Mm. Yes. Yeah. Also, that The Simple Life was completely 110% manufactured by Paris Hilton.
Well, of course
it is. Oh, yes. I know, but I'm just saying that she wants that.
Yeah, she wants to perceived as it was her genius idea.
She claims that she's an excellent cook in this story.
I don't know what's more believable, her being a good singer or her being a good cook.
Well, she's not a good singer. We know that.
Maybe
she is a good cook. We don't know.
Why would she?
Giving her the benefit of the doubt.
Go back to DJing and like
she makes a ton of money doing that too.
I mean that's where she DJing should be. Thing. I think she's bored all the time. Did you watch? They had that show about different entertainment people and how they did a whole thing on her talking about being in the spotlight. And she talked about how like she just seems so lonely. And she's the one who talks to her fans most. Like she actually writes them back and all this stuff. And there's something about her that always just like is the loneliest person in the world.
Are you talking about the documentary American Meme on Netflix?
Thank you. Of course you knew the name. Of course Holly did.
You really think she's lonely?
I think that one I saw, it would made me feel so, because she was literally writing back to every one of her fans and communicating with them. And it was just so bleak. Like somebody that successful should be surrounded by friends, and she is not.
She's got a dog.
Yeah.
Her little chihuahua. Yeah.
So do I, but I have to go outside sometimes too.
Sometimes, not often, until we get those holograms. That's right. When we come back, we got Hollywood news here on Lori and Julia. Stay with us.
If you own a small to medium-sized business that kept employees on payroll through COVID, you may have a big cash refund waiting for you. The Employee Retention Credit is a tax credit of up to $26,000 per employee. And now, more businesses than ever qualify. The experts at RefundsPro.com specialize in cutting through the red tape of qualifying for this government program. Most of their refunds are over $100,000. Even businesses that have received PPP funds may be eligible. and there are absolutely no fees unless you receive a refund. So there's no reason not to apply. If your business experienced shutdowns, limited capacity, supply chain challenges, or reduced revenue due to COVID, you likely qualify. RefundsPro.com has already helped hundreds of businesses. So don't lose the refund you're owed by missing the deadline. Get started today with a free 5-minute questionnaire at RefundsPro.com. That's Refunds with an S, Pro.com.
Whether it's Baker's Simple Truth Turkey or mac and cheese with Murray's English Cheddar, or pie made with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples, there are many dishes we look forward to sharing during the holidays. And Baker's has all the fresh ingredients you need to turn today's holidays into tomorrow's memories. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.